Are you in that number?
Fire, oh man of God.
Are you in that number? Are you in that number? It's a question.
Yes.
Say, by grace.
Hallelujah.
Are you in that number? Of grace. No man was qualified to save himself. No man was qualified to save another person. No man was qualified to save sinful man. The process of salvation is God's extension of his mercy. And this grace is fourfold. The grace that brings salvation is the four works of grace. It is fourfold. The first one is justification.
That's right.
I call it the first. Where God reaches down and picks a sinner and says, I want to show you mercy. And brings you through a process where all your sins are washed away. And that process was achieved through the blood of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
While we were yet sinners, he died on the cross.
Yes, sir.
And shed his blood. And that blood is still flowing now.
Oh,
that is the first work of grace. The second work of grace for salvation,
yes, sir,
is what we all know as sanctification. Sanctification is part of the process for our salvation.
Yes, sir.
You cannot throw holiness away. If you are justified, then you must be holy. But even the process of being holy is by grace.
Yes.
Amen. It's a work of grace.
Amen.
The third work of grace is the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
He says, come to me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. And those he called, I am called. There are two types of call. That's why there is the grace that bringeth salvation. There is a grace that does not bring salvation. And the grace that bringeth salvation has a process. He calls you. But many are called. But few are chosen. The chosen are called the elect.
Amen.
If he's the one that called you, he will let you go through the process of justification. And whom he justified,
then he also glorified.
This glorification is the estate that every your nature is changed by the washing of the water by the word. And the work of redemption, conversion, totally in you, the work of regeneration. Oh, glory be to God.
Oh,
and by the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
we are predestined to be conformed to the image of
Jesus.
Yes, do you know why? Satan thought he would defeat the purpose of God.
Right.
No. God in Genesis chapter 1 of verse 26, let us make man.
Yes, sir.
In our image and in our likeness.
Yes. Right.
And God made man in his likeness. In
yes.
His image. And Satan came and corrupted that image.
Yeah.
And then God cannot be defeated.
So
he made another Adam.
Yes, sir.
Oh, glory be to God.
Oh,
and
yes,
that
Lord.
Adam, in Colossians chapter 1, verse 15,
yes, sir,
we say Christ is the image,
oh, yes, Lord,
of the invisible,
yes,
God.
Yes,
the image that he intended in,
yes,
Genesis chapter 1, verse 26,
yes, sir,
is Jesus.
Yes, sir.
He said, when you see me, you see my Father.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
And the children of Adam must resemble Adam.
Yes, sir.
Cain is not the son of Adam.
Yes, sir.
Abel is the son of Adam.
Yes, sir.
By their fruits, by their characteristics, we know who an animal is,
yes, sir,
and we know who a human being is.
Yes, sir.
Everyone is to bring forth after his kind.
Yes, sir.
If you are born of the Spirit of Christ, then you will certainly resemble Christ.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. You must resemble your Father one way or the other. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You must resemble your Father one way or the other. The Bible said, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you are none of his. If you don't don't have the blood of your father, you are not his son. Glory be to God. Christ in you is confirmation of your sonship. I am prophesying to somebody here. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How is Christ? If you don't know him, how will you want to be like him? We have to grow to that image.
Yes,
and that is the image of perfection. Yes, the songwriter says, serene and holy. Yes, he said, obedient and holy. That's his character. Children.
Yes, sir.
Father, accept our thanks in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Father, accept our thanks in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we want to go to your words.
Oh, yes, Lord. Very important, sir.
Very often we sing this song. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. It's amazing. It's amazing. Lord, we want to look at this miracle. The mercy of God that saved sinners like us, wretched sinners like us. We want to look at it again and appreciate our salvation. That songwriter says, He brought me out of the mire.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Oh, He set my feet. Sermons are being preached.
Yes, sir.
More than 1,300 years, 500 years from this book, the Bible, sermons have been preached. There's nothing new anybody will bring out.
That's right.
It is just understanding that becomes better and better and better. And so it is not to show whether anybody knows anything, because there is actually nothing new, I will tell you. Like I used to tell the people, I said, there is nothing new Brother Abraham brought to us. There's nothing he spoke that has not been spoken before. But it goes, getting to be better understood, better and better and better. And the question of grace, the topic of grace, is what every believer, every Christian knows. But brethren, we want to always like to remind ourselves of the things that pertain to salvation, so that we take our eternal destination more seriously, especially with the handwriting on the wall, clearly seen, read, seen, understood by the bride of Jesus Christ. The world is confused. They are in fear. But there's something knowledge does. There's something revelation does. It gives you confidence and it removes fear.
Amen.
And we want to look at grace. And I said, the meaning, the general meaning of the word grace. Grace is unmerited favor. That is the summary of the definition of grace. That is, grace is the means by which you receive what you needed but could not have without asking for it. I don't know if I repeat.
That's right.
Grace is the means by which you have received what you needed but could not have, and you received it without asking for it. Grace. You need it. You need something, but you didn't know how to have it. Therefore, you were not expecting it. Yet, it is freely given. And as far as the essence of man is concerned, hallelujah, as far as the estate of man is concerned, Apostle Paul captured it in Romans chapter 7. He looked at the estate of man and saw the effort that man is making to serve God. That is the whole theme of Romans chapter 7. The effort of man to live a life pleasing before God. You want to do good, but you see evil there. Inside of you, you desire to do good, but anytime there is something inside of you that works against that effort to become good, it is the carnal nature of man. Man found himself in that estate. You don't like what you are doing, but you cannot help it. Man needed help. There was no help anywhere. And then he said, who shall deliver me from this estate that I am? Then he said, thank God.
Right.
Solution comes through Christ.
That's
and
right.
It came through grace.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. Now in defining grace also, grace is also a God-given ability, which generally we call, spiritually we call it, spiritual gifts. But there is also the natural talents. They are also God-given, naturally. What we are saying here is that you did not work hard to get it.
That's right.
Let's look at the natural talents, for instance. There are people that are naturally talented to use their leg to play football. It's natural. You, no matter how you desire to play the football, if the talent is not in you, you can't play it. There are people that are naturally intelligent. Very, very intelligent. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Very, very intelligent. They have very sharp memory. They never forget. There are those that make first class, whether they read or not. They will always pass their exams.
Genius.
We have artists that can draw. They call them genius. Genius or genius, whatever you, how you pronounce it. There are people that can look at you and with their hand reproduce you by drawing. We have singers that can compose songs, give them lyrics. We have instrumentalists, people who play instruments. Without going to any school, they play instruments. We will have linguists that speak several languages. There are some of us, no matter if we read every day, we will never know another language. There are even if you live in that country, you will hear it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we have people who are naturally beautiful. And everywhere they go, they are cherished.
Yes.
They are admired. And there are some that no matter what you rub, you will be beautiful. Praise the Lord. And we have athletes. All these are just some of the natural talents. And they are God-given abilities. Also, now we now have spiritual gifts. God-given ability. On Friday night, when we were having our online vigil, and somebody is standing here in front of a camera to say it's a prophet, Timothy. And he sees somebody,
yes,
and
sir.
He is discerning somebody, and he's calling them of the village and everything and everything.
Yes, sir.
And when he finished, I said, tell me, are you a normal person? How will you stay here and you are seeing whatever thing is going on? Even with the distraction, we are distracting him here. He was still seeing it.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
You have Prophet Sunday.
Yes, sir.
That gift of prophecy, the ability to know all this, it's a gift.
Yes, sir.
And this and many more in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. They are given abilities. He is the one that gave some apostles. It's a gift. It's an apostolic grace.
That's right.
He is the one that gave some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers. And this is all called grace. Maybe you hear people using that language. I cherish the grace you have. I cherish the grace you have. There are some that have the ability to go without food and water 7 days. It is a God-given ability. And there are some that just, you try, if you don't have that ability, when you fast till 12 o'clock, like Elizabeth Esla, they'll start to cry that their stomach, it is not given to them. You know, but Maria can fast 3 days dry fasting, no food, no water. It's a grace. It's a special grace. There's nothing you do to any. Listen very carefully. Let's read one scripture now. We're now going to the grace for salvation. Praise the Lord. Let's read Titus chapter 2 and verse 11.
Titus chapter 2 verse 11.
Now listen very carefully.
He said, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation appeared to all men.
Say it again.
For the grace of God that bringeth salvation had appeared to all men.
Now carefully repeat that statement.
For the grace of God that bringeth salvation had appeared to all men.
So now there is the grace of God that bringeth salvation.
Yes, sir.
Because the natural talents, they are also a grace. There is a grace that brings salvation. There is a grace that does not bring salvation.
That's right.
Lack of understanding of this has misled a lot of people to assume salvation because there is a God-given ability that he has given you called grace. There is a grace of God that bringeth salvation. Now, if we go to Ephesians chapter 2, now Ephesians chapter 2, and I will read it from verse 4, let's understand grace. But God, who is rich in mercy,
amen,
It is mercy of God that produces grace.
That's right.
Please, don't just assume that you have heard so much about grace.
That's right.
Amen. Just learn something. Just one thing may be quickened to you that will help you appreciate the love of God better. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. Even, see grace now, while we are dead in sins, had quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved. And see where grace, the level it has gone, has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. This is the Easter period, and it's a celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now you should not go beyond us. Christ resurrecting, we resurrected with him.
Amen.
That is the mystery of grace.
That's right.
That in the ages to come, ooh, he must show the exceeding riches of his grace.
Yes, sir.
In his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved. Through
faith.
Revelation. Through faith. And that not of yourselves. What is it?
It is the gift of God.
Say it again.
It is a gift.
It is the gift of God. Not of works. Lest any man should boast. Why? Grace makes God to work on us. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is the grace that bringeth salvation. It is a gift of God. And it is not by works. Therefore, that you are saved today, you have nothing to boast by. No man was qualified to save himself. No man was qualified to save another person. No man was qualified to save sinful man. The process of salvation is God's extension of his mercy.
Amen.
Nothing more.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And this grace is fourfold. This grace is fourfold. The grace that brings salvation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a four works of grace. It is fourfold. And we all know that the first one is justification.
That's right.
So let's read some scriptures. Romans chapter 3, of verse 23. Let's read it up to verse 28. For all every human being, our self-righteousness, our righteousness before God was just filled in rank. Because no human being has the ability to live a life pleasing before God. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But see now, we are now being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be what? A propitiation through faith in his blood. That is a process by which we are justified. To declare his righteousness for what? For those sins that we are all condemned by, for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just at the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Where is boasting then?
Excluded.
It is excluded.
Right.
By what law? Hey, you Jewish people. Of works.
Yeah.
No?
Right.
But what? By the law of faith.
Amen.
Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law.
Yes.
That's right.
Amen.
So how are we justified? God himself in his mercy. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Comes down. God himself comes down, looks at a helpless sinner, and an attribute of his is ignited. Mercy.
Amen.
That song that I says, mercy rewrote my life. Oh, mercy. My soul cast down, but mercy rewrote my life. And he reached down his hands for me. When he reached down his hands for me. That's my testimony. I was lost and undone without God. He saw when he reached down his hands for me.
Amen.
He said, the soul that sinned shall die. He says, the wages of sin is what? But the gift of
God
is what?
Life
eternal. Hallelujah. Jesus paid it all. Ephesians chapter 1, let me read it from verse 6. 6 and verse 7.
So the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he had made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace.
Verse 7 again.
In whom we have redemption through his blood.
We have redemption through the blood of Jesus.
The forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace.
Oh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
The riches of his grace. It's my emphasis there. Romans chapter 4, we're looking at the first work of grace, justification. Hallelujah. Verse 1, let's read up to verse 8.
Shall we say then?
Now, this is for Abraham and his children, the Jews. Those who were boasting under the law, the ability to live by certain laws and walk and think that is what makes them acceptable before God and will not accept grace. He said, what shall we say then? That Abraham, our father, is pertaining to the flesh. What has he found? Then, verse 2.
Okay. For if Abraham were justified by works, he had whereof to glory, but not before God. For what say the scriptures? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness.
That's right.
Now to him that worketh is a reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness.
I emphasize verse 5 again. But to him that worketh, in fact, now verse 4, so that we know that grace is unmerited favor.
That's right.
That's my emphasis. And that is the meaning of justification. Verse 4 said, now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace. It will no longer be grace if you obtain salvation by what you did. But it becomes of debt. That is, God will be paying you back for your hard work. Then God is rewarding you. So it is a debt he's owing you. If he will save you for all the great work you are doing. Then verse 5 said, but to him that worketh not, but believing on him that justified the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also described the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputed righteousness without work, saying, and he was quoting Psalm 32 verse 1, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. And verse 2 of that Psalm 32 is verse 8, blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So what is justification? The first work of grace, I call it the first. I call it the first. Where God reaches down and picks a sinner and says, I want to show you mercy. And brings you through a process where all your sins are washed away.
Yes, sir.
And that process was achieved through the blood of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
While we were yet sinners, he died on the cross.
Yes, sir.
And shed his blood. And that blood is still flowing now.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
He said, there is a fountain filled with blood.
Thank you.
He said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness.
Yes, sir.
Hey!
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Serpent was biting them.
Everybody. Yes,
they were dying. They needed help.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. The soul that sinners shall die. Bless yes, the edge of yes, God's protection
yes,
over
sir.
You.
Yes, sir.
You will, serpent will bite you.
Hey.
Adam and Eve broke the edge of protection.
Yes, sir.
The serpent struck.
Yes, sir.
And that serpent is still striking now.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
The sting of death. The sting of death is sin. Sin is the sting of death.
Yes.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
He told Moses to lift up a serpent. Hanging on that tree there.
Yes, sir.
God's mercy came down.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
His
yes,
mercy
sir.
Came down.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He will not let his children die like
yes, sir.
As
yes,
disobedient
sir.
As they are.
Yes, sir.
Blessed be the name of
yes,
the Lord.
Sir.
And the Bible records that Moses just lift up a serpent made of brass
yes,
and hang it there.
Yes, sir.
Anyone that commits any sin and the serpent bites you, even before the serpent will bite, the serpent, the brass, the solution is already hanging there.
Oh.
He said, just look there. Just look there. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Just look, look up, look
yes.
up.
Yes.
What will you see hanging there? That serpent that bites you.
Yes.
That serpent that stings you.
Yes.
You'll see it judged.
Yes.
It's hanging there.
Yes.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Apostle Paul says we should look unto Jesus.
Yes, sir.
The author and finisher of our faith. He is the author and finisher of our faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That is the first work of grace. Justification.
Amen.
The process whereby you are brought out from the sinful world.
Amen.
Through a provision.
Yes, sir.
That God has made.
Yes, sir.
And he gave us the ordinance.
Yes, sir.
That make us understand that it is through the blood of Jesus that we are justified.
Yes.
That is what water baptism is all about. We die with him and we resurrect
with him.
Also with him.
Yes, sir.
First work of grace for salvation.
Okay.
The second work of grace for salvation,
yes, sir,
is what we all know as sanctification.
Sanctification.
And in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14, hallelujah.
Amen.
What did he say?
He says, follow peace with all men,
uh-huh,
and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord.
That second phrase is what my emphasis is. And what? Holiness. Holiness. Without holiness, you cannot see God.
Yes, sir.
After he has brought you out through the blood of Jesus to himself, that blood is for the atonement of your sin.
Yes,
sir. For the remission of your past sin.
Yes, sir.
But yet your sinful nature is still there.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You cannot see God. God is holy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God cannot behold uncleanness.
Yes, sir.
That is why in Matthew chapter 5 verse 8, he said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when you say you come to Christ, the Bible says you come to Mount Zion.
Yes, sir.
And upon Mount Zion,
yes,
shall be what?
Deliverance
and holiness.
And holiness.
People don't like to quote holiness. And holiness. Holiness without which you cannot see God. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I am choosing. I am choosing. I am choosing. This is the process by which he chooses us. For many are called.
For
few are chosen.
Yes, sir.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13 and verse 14.
Amen.
Yes, sir. He said, but we are bound to give thanks always.
Who are the we? We, the believers.
Yes, sir.
Including you listening to me
yes,
now.
Sir.
God.
To God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God have from the beginning choosing you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit.
How did he choose us? By which process?
Sanctification of the Spirit.
We are chosen through what?
Sanctification.
Read that sentence again. God has.
He said, because God had from the beginning.
From the beginning.
Yes,
choosing you to salvation through the sanctification of the Spirit.
You see why I say, talk about the grace that bringeth salvation.
Amen.
We are chosen by God through what?
The sanctification of the Spirit.
And what?
And belief of the truth.
And the belief of the truth.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sanctification is part of the process for our salvation.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Titus chapter 2 and verse 14 brings it out also.
Who gave himself for us,
yes,
that he might redeem us from all iniquity?
Who is it that gave himself for us?
Christ. Jesus Christ.
Who is it that gave himself for us?
Lord Jesus Christ.
Read it again.
He said, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us?
That he might redeem us
from all iniquity.
Yes.
And purify unto himself.
Purify unto himself. What?
A peculiar people.
Peculiar people.
Yes, seniors of good works.
Thank you. Purification is sanctification.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That's why in Ephesians chapter 5, Apostle Paul was making us understand from verse 25, 26, and 27, Ephesians chapter 5.
He said, husbands,
yes,
love your wives, yes, even as Christ also loved the church, see, and gave himself for it.
See how he did it? How did he do it? Go on.
That he might sanctify that and cleanse it.
Sanctification, sanctify, and do what?
And cleanse it.
By what process?
With the washing of water by the word.
Oh, glory be to God. By the word.
That he might present it to himself.
To
a
himself.
Glorious church.
A glorious church.
Hey! Not having spots.
No spots.
Or know. Wrinkle.
No wrinkle.
Or hey! Any such thing.
Hallelujah. Bet that.
But that it should be holy.
Holy.
Without blemish.
Oh, go to verse 32.
Verse 32.
He said what?
This is a great mystery.
It is a mystery.
But I speak concerning Christ and the church.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
You cannot throw holiness away. If you are justified, then you must be holy.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
But even the process of being holy is by grace.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
It's a work of grace.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That is why you will understand in the beginning of his ministry in John chapter 3. What did he say in verse 5? In fact, in verse, from verse 3.
It says, Jesus answered and said unto him,
Nicodemus,
verily, verily, I say unto thee,
Nicodemus, listen, religious man and woman, listen.
Except a man be born again.
Except a man be born again.
He cannot see the kingdom of God.
He cannot understand the kingdom of God. I'm born again. I'm born again. No, I'm born again. Listen to verse 5.
Verse 5.
Another condition.
Jesus answered. Verily, verily, I say unto thee.
Yes.
Except a man be born of water.
Yes, you must be born of water.
And of the Spirit.
And of the Spirit.
He cannot enter into the
you
kingdom of God.
You cannot enter. The washing of the water.
Yes, sir.
And that is the water of the word.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes, sir.
Praise
yes,
the Lord.
Sir. Yes, sir. Amen.
Apostle Paul, let us understand that water Jesus was talking about.
Yes, sir.
The water baptism cleanses you as an ordinance, and the water of the word. And Apostle John, in 1 John chapter 5.
1 John chapter 5, verse 4 and verse 5.
Yes.
He said, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world.
That is the scripture I'm looking for.
And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith.
Go to verse 6, go on.
Verse 6. He said, this is he that cometh by water.
Who is that?
Jesus.
Jesus.
How did he come?
Cometh by water.
Cometh by water.
Yes,
and blood.
And blood.
Even Jesus Christ. Not by water only.
Not by water only.
Yes, sir.
But by water and blood.
By water and blood. He is the one that came by not only by water, but by water and blood. That's why that song that says, Rock of Ages.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, let Rachel, God bless you. I know all of us that have our testimony, we get excited when we talk about our salvation.
Amen.
Knowing where I was before.
I knew it was the blood.
And love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared. He said, not by works of righteousness.
Not by man works of righteousness, the kindness of God appeared to us, yes.
Which we have done.
At all,
but according to his mercy, he saved us.
Glory be to God.
By the washing of regeneration.
By the washing of regeneration.
Amen. And renewing of the Holy Ghost.
And the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Get it again. By what?
By the washing of regeneration.
Regeneration.
Amen.
And the renewing of the Holy Ghost.
So Titus is mentioning two things now.
Yes.
It is the washing of regeneration.
Renewing.
And what?
Renewing
of our nature.
Yes, sir.
Renewing of our nature. By
yes,
what?
Sir. By the Holy Ghost.
By the third works of grace.
Yes.
He's taking us to the third works of grace. That is the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Hey.
Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know, when I study the scriptures and I see God granting us revelation of his divine agenda, it's very, very exciting.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.